Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show, episode 27, with me, your host, Ben Martin, from www.benmartin-music.com. Apologies for the little bit of background noise here. It is still pretty early in the morning, and that's the sound of my coffee machine making some very strong black coffee to get me through the day. You might also be hearing a little bit of wind and rain. There's a bit of a storm outside, but hopefully this isn't too distracting. It's about 30 degrees, even though it's raining and stormy, so I have to have the windows open, otherwise I'm just going to feel like death. So let's get on with the episode. In today's episode, I'm going to talk you through a really cool 12-bar turnaround. Just one thing we're going to learn this week, one cool 12-bar turnaround lick, and it sounds like this. Now, what's really cool about this lick in particular is that we have one part ascending and one part descending, which means the bass line is going up. It's a walking bass line going up, and the main melody is going down, which is what I think gives this its really cool sound. So let's have a listen just to the bass line. So the bass line, I'm going E, G sharp, A sharp, B, then C sharp, and then C to B, back to E. So let's hear it again. Now let's have a listen to that bass line again inside the riff. So can you hear that we have the ascending bass line and then the descending lead part? So the bass line, we're going to play 0 on the top string, so open E. Then we're going to play fret 4 with our third finger, so that's G sharp. Then we play open A, so the fifth string. Then we have fret 1 on the A string, then fret 2 on the A string, so that's our main climb. Okay, now let's learn it together with the high part, because actually it's easier if we don't separate them too much. So what I'm going to do very first is I'm going to make an E chord shape with my fretting hand. And then, without touching any of the notes on the chord I've made, I'm going to play the top open E string and then the bottom open E string like this. Then I'm going to put my second finger on fret 3 on the B string, the second string. So second finger on fret 3 on the B string, the D note, and my third finger goes on the G sharp in the bass, so the fret 4 on the top string. So that's 0 on the top string, 0 on the bottom string, and then these two together, we're going to have fret 3 on the second string and 4 on the top string. And then the bottom string open. Okay, so if that's difficult, just take a bit of time and keep practicing over that. We're gonna go 0, 0, 4 and 3, 0. We want to give it that kind of blues shuffle, the 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. So 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and. Okay, so let's go down from there. So now we have, all we need to do is move that second finger that's on the fret 3, second string, down to fret 2, and then on the top string we can take that finger off. We're going to play the open A. So now we're going to play open A, the fifth string, and fret 2 on the second, but again the same pattern, so together, then the bottom string open, the high E. So now we have two And to get that high E sounding really nice and clear, we need to make sure that your fingers are nice and arched, so we're not too flat. Because if your finger that's fretting the second string is falling a little bit flat, you're going to get this sound. So if you're getting that sound, it means you need to arch your fingers more. You need to possibly drop your thumb a little bit further down the back of the neck, pull your elbow in tighter to your body, and get a nice clear. So we have this part, 1, 2, 3, and. Now we're going to move that finger down one more fret, the same second finger. Now on fret 2, we're going to move it down to fret 1. And then add our first finger on fret 1 on the A string and do the same pattern. So all together, 1, 2, 3, 4, and. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and. And then the last bit here is nice and easy. We're just going to take that finger off and just keep our first finger on fret 1, move it to fret 2, and then we're going to play fret 2 on the 5th string, and then the B string open, the 2nd string. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Play a very quick open A, 5th string open, and then we have these two chords. Now these are really cool jazzy sounding chords, so let me just show you how to make this shape. It's one shape just moved down one fret. It's a C, kind of C add 9 shape. So it's 2nd finger goes on fret 3 on the 5th string, 1st finger goes on fret 2 on the 4th string, my 3rd finger on fret 3 the G string on the 3rd string, and then my little finger on fret 3 on the B string, the 2nd one. So just playing the middle 4 strings. And we're just going to play open A, and then the C chord, and move it down one fret. Now we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, nice and slow. And then at the end, I'm just doing this cool little, which is when I'm playing fret 2 on the 3rd string, slide up to 3, slide back down to 2, and pull off. So 2, 3, 2, pull off. And then just an E chord. So let's try the whole thing. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, and. Time, 1, 2, 3, 4, and. And there we have it, a really short, quick, awesome, fun intro to any 12-bar blues starting in the key of E. And a really good thing to work on to separate your thumb from your fingers. That's one of the most important parts of playing the kind of acoustic Delta country blues style, is being able to separate your thumb playing the bass notes on your picking hand from your fingers playing the melody. So if you want to practice this, if you want to practice that technique specifically with your thumb and your fingers separated, head over to my website and download the free acoustic blues guitar practice book, www.benmartin-music.com. It's completely free. It's an EDF, it's an EDF, what does that mean? It's a PDF ebook. It's too many letters. It's a PDF ebook. So you just can click open on your phone. You can save it to your phone. It'll open in Apple Books, or you can just look at it on your laptop or tablet or whatever device it is you're using when you're riffing away on the guitar. So that is it for today's episode. There will be another episode out next week, and I will see you then. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.